Hey guys, welcome to the patio. We were all gone last week, probably. Well, I was gone out of town. Gary was sick. Everybody else was too busy anyway, but now we're back. It's April Fool's Day. I don't think we got many jokes to tell y'all, but while we were away, I think a bridge fell down in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. P. Diddy got they'd arrest him if they can find him. The Final Four is almost, I guess it is here. The Final mm-hmm. Four yep. is here. But, hey, first and foremost, let's check in on everybody. How everybody doing? Gary, how are you doing?
I'm back. He's barely. Back. I'm off the Pedialyte, but I'm back.
Yes. Pedialyte kind of addictive.
It sure is.
So you gave up bourbon and stuff drinking Pedialyte?
Exactly. Man, it was just...
Did you use a Glencairn when you...
No, I didn't. I didn't. I used the same Yeti cup, though. It keeps it cold. Cold Pedialyte just flows down
Maybe
smooth.
It's the fact you didn't wash your cup. You used that same Yeti cup.
I probably did. Use that same Yeti cup from St. Patrick's Day, probably. Yeah. Did. That was the problem.
DW, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
He is well.
Well and well-traveled.
I do feel very well-traveled at the moment. I bet. I feel almost too. I'm tired of traveling. I'm tired of moving. I just want to stay home. I just want to be in one place for a little bit.
Your arms are probably really tired too.
It's about time for a vacation around. Too. It's about I'm about there.
Yeah, because a lot of times traveling just
hold on. I said I'm vacation. Traveling, then I said I'm about time for a vacation.
The bourbon nerd, Party Marty. He can come up with a lot of different names. What's going on, y'all? Bourbon nerd?
Well, I just want to tell y'all. I didn't tell y'all this earlier. I picked up two Pappy 15s for $35 a piece.
Nice,
what? Nice.
Heck yeah!
How'd you do that?
April Fool.
Oh, you man.
That's not even MSRP.
That's not even funny now.
Marty.
I got a pack for you for 50
No, I did because Marty's such a believable guy.
I just didn't think Marty ever lied to us.
I'm sorry, y'all. I told you right quick.
I thought Marty was basically and George
How can
Washington.
We ever trust the B story now?
The Bishop Jeez. Of Bourbon, Father Fortenberry.
What's up, guys? Father Fortenberry. You can find me on X at Fortenberry LFTP and Instagram. I just got my Instagram up and going. Apparently, I've had it forever. But it's Father Fortenberry.
You look, check out the YouTube channel. If you're listening on podcast, check out the YouTube channel. Go subscribe. We got some shorts. We do some tastings, those type of things. Actually, Father Fortenberry's got a treat for us tonight.
Hey, you can find. You ain't the only one on X. I'm the Teflon Don.
The Teflon Don. I like wow. that.
The yeah. Teflon
That's
Don.
My
a little hint what we got going on for later.
There's nobody going to figure out what that's
Jamie,
for.
Jamie brought weed.
Surely somebody.
it's for a mint julep.
It's there one. You go, Gary.
It's a mint julep. Is that
oh,
what
hey,
it is?
Gary.
It is.
Oh, it's getting close to Kentucky Derby time, so yeah.
See?
See, oh, that I thought it was true. Kentucky Derby too.
No, that's in May.
April starts.
Right. That's the thing that's confusing.
It's the first full weekend in May, I think.
April is well, why, mint julep month.
But why is April mint julep month?
And when's that race?
If the
in
Arkansas. Hot it just happened. It happened last this past
Arkansas
weekend.
Derby?
Look, what yeah. I don't know, Donnie, what is your least favorite race?
Any race that I'm in that I got to run in right now? I don't know.
Mine's white people.
Mine probably is too. I'm not sure we can we say that?
We just did.
I think you guys can since y'all are considered.
No, we can say it. Right? I can say what's up my honky.
What's up my honky?
I think you guys can say you don't like yourselves, yeah.
Honky don't?
Yes, we can't say we don't like anybody else, though.
Yeah.
Gary's very agreeable tonight, too. Mm-hmm. That's uncommon for
That's
Gary.
That's the Gary we know and love right yeah. there.
He's the one who wants to kill babies.
Damn, I hate the way you look.
Right. look, last week, spring break is finally over. It seems like these kids are on spring break way too freaking long.
Dude, look, so
2 weeks and a day.
So spring break ends, and we decided to go to the beach after the spring break.
That's what I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, I went during, and it was cold, and the beach was violent. I've never seen the ocean like that before
you
in my life.
You know what I just realized? We have spring break, and in the Middle East, they have Ramadan.
Well, we just had Easter, too.
Yeah.
That happened right over yeah. spring
we
break.
We got ramen noodles.
We had Holy Week that was actually part of spring break.
We also had Transvisibility Day, too.
We did.
What is that?
Oh, it was on Easter, did you not know?
Because apparently they're invisible on the other days.
But on Easter, they're visible.
Joe Biden.
Oh, we had that on
I
Easter.
Swore we wouldn't go uh-huh. talk about politics, but I can't help it, Gary.
Hey, that ain't politics. It's social decay.
Joe Biden declared Sunday, Easter Sunday of all days, as Transgender Day of
Visibility.
Visibility.
Seriously?
Because they were visible before that.
Serious.
Oh, man.
You didn't know that?
You didn't know that?
No, like that's
that's like the biggest news this
week.
That's
not even just them being stupid. That's them targeting religion.
Look, my transgender alert went off on my phone.
Is that a new app you got?
I'm not even.
It's a Mulvaney alert, like an Amber alert.
Mulvaney.
Well, here's my thing. I don't like getting into. We don't like getting politics. But why pick?
Actually, I swore it off tonight, but we had to go.
This isn't politics. This is social.
I have no problem with Transgender Day of Visibility, but why pick it around Easter?
All right, April Fool's Day. Why couldn't you have done it April Fool's Day?
You could have.
Yeah, because they're out there, fooling folks.
Yeah,
that would have really been a good day to do.
You're targeting religion.
Would they have targeted this around a Muslim holiday?
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay, that's the problem.
They would not have. You're
so
right.
Therefore, they're forcing you to be angry at them, so they can say you guys are we're haters.
Yeah, it's hate.
It's hate. It's what they're trying to create.
When really they're
I'm all
it's
about
hate
the
what they're trying nice to create,
rhyme.
Baby.
I'm all about
I like
the isms.
It.
Nice rhyme.
But man. Gary, you took like a 2 week. You took a stumble down a ditch and woke up with this
you
profound knowledge.
Man.
I think it's from the dehydration. Didn't when people pay to go do that, they go get in those like huts with the heat and you get dehydrated man. And.
Well, they
also see things. They
also
go
use washaba or some drug.
I can never remember the name.
I don't remember what it is.
Oh, well, you're talking about
Ishiwaka? No,
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about the shit they use out in Arizona.
So I have a buddy last year that traveled to South America to do it, and because I think he was personally struggling with some things, so he did it because he not going to say his name, but he said it helps. It's supposed to help with PTSD.
Yeah.
So he went down there.
Ayahuasca.
And he came back and he said he felt incredible.
It's ayahuasca.
But he said.
Isn't that capital Washington?
He said what he did there with that stuff was so intense.
I thought you were talking about peyote. That's what I thought you were talking about.
I think it's similar.
But it's more intense.
Yeah, but he said.
Shit, I ain't sure I can handle peyote. I ain't trying.
So now he has a good friend that's been going for the past like 10 years going to like a. It's almost a witch doctor, but they're Christian people, and they give you this drug.
Christian witch doctor.
No, like that's like the vibe. It's a witch doctor vibe.
A Christian witch doctor.
This dude goes every year, and that's how he treats his PTSD.
It's a vibe drug.
It's pretty awesome.
It comes out of a loincloth and a cross.
Maybe we should go on a, what's it called, T?
A spiritual journey.
Maybe we should go on an ayahuasca adventure.
They're giving them all ecstasy.
Look, I'm fine with sitting around.
Marty nervous already.
I don't mess with drugs.
I don't either. They mess with me.
Marty come back. He'd
be like,
bourbon. That ayahuasca.
He probably wouldn't even like bourbon after that. The Jamie bourbon nerd. He'd be the ayahuasca nerd.
I just take a weed. Something I know about.
Or basil or whatever you got over there. Mint.
Yeah, or smoke my mint. My mint juleps.
Mm. So spring break just come to an end. And I was thinking about, you guys had some pretty funny spring break stories, but how spring break is different today than it was back when we were younger. It's like, so all the kids think they're supposed to just go to some fancy beach resort or something.
My parents went to work and I went to the house.
We had epic spring breaks like a couple times.
I don't remember.
I just rode my dirt bike around parking.
Huh?
What did we do on our spring break?
I didn't do anything on spring break either.
You just got broken hearts. They're a broken heart.
Break what?
Broken knees.
That was spring break. But we were grown. Yeah.
That wasn't spring break. That was over the summer, guys.
Derek got stung through the foot by a stingray.
That was Panama City Beach, but that was in August.
Yeah, that was in August.
Oh, that wasn't like spring break.
No, it wasn't.
Just felt like it.
It really wasn't.
No.
But it was back when Club La Vila was still hopping.
Club La Vila was.
And that closed now.
It's closed, completely closed.
World's largest nightclub back
MTV
in the day.
Used to be there.
That place was nice.
Yeah, and that's the world's largest empty club.
Empty club.
I stayed next door.
I watched a video on why it, like everything in Panama City Beach, like closed down for spring break and stuff like that because they had too many people getting goofy. And they had trailers of, to be arrested on the street. Too many people were getting arrested on the street and they just stopped going.
Stay out of the streets.
Gotta
be faster.
We had a buddy who couldn't stay out of the streets. he was running.
He about that street life. D Rock.
Oh, we lost Derek.
Yeah. We can't get too much into this story.
No, we can't.
Yeah. But yeah, he's up in the street life.
He was the original lost.
So we're going to Orange Beach this weekend.
Yep.
We're heading out Friday. We'll be back.
Cheer competition?
Yep. So this will be a cool one, the cheer competition, but it's going to take place outdoors. So they'll be
what? It's on the beach?
On the beach.
Oh, nice.
Is it a stage?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Is it at the Hangout?
Yep. I think it's at the Hangout. Really? I believe so.
That's cool. You know they have Hangout Fest down there. They do beach volleyball down there to Hangout, too.
So have they practiced outside yet?
Probably not, but they don't have no air heat. They don't have enough in their gym, so they're used to the.
There's going
to
be.
Can you stand in the water?
Hell tonight. If you can cheer in hell, you can cheer on the beach.
So,
let's go.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can cheer on the beach.
So you could be fishing and watch the competition. Like in the water.
I'm going to have my big sun hat on.
In the water.
Jamie's going to get some tore down.
Yeah, man. I'll get drunk in them when they're indoors. This thing's going to be wild.
When do they compete? Saturday?
Saturday. You want me to see if it's posted on TV?
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Yeah, you got to wear a shirt.
Marty and I will be at Spillway this weekend for the big bourbon drop.
There's a lot going on this weekend. Like, I really want to go Spillway.
Then the Dice thing.
Yeah, Marty Ray's at Dice.
The Spillway thing.
There's a golf tournament.
It starts at 9, but there's six racks they're doing. Every hour they're doing a different rack. So you could show up at noon. Ginger's coming down Saturday morning. Martin and I are going Friday night.
I
got to
see how it works out.
Yeah. Gary,
my mom and dad are going to be.
Would you like to join us?
Yeah.
I think we got baseball game Friday.
Because Friday night, we'll be at a distillery takeover with Bruzel. Cathead Distillery Takeover. Check us out.
It's Cathead.
Bruzel Channel. I don't know if he'll be live or not.
Friday night.
I bet he'll be live.
Now, me and my dad might be able to run to that.
Dude, I bet he'll be live.
We had to buy tickets. I've got it. No. We can probably get another one if he wants to come.
Till Wednesday night.
Well,
that may be too late.
They're only $20.
I think you can get them at the door.
That's not a problem. I just don't know if we can still get them. Oh, you can get them at the door.
I think you can get them at the door if they have some left.
Sold out, but we could probably buy. We'll check it out.
I imagine he's going to want to come here Wednesday night.
I bet he will. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
On the podcast. Yeah.
He'll sit here and smile and go.
We like Mr. Terry.
All right. Now, I got a story, and it may be funny. I may not even care. Do y'all remember the conjoined twins?
Yes, dude. So
which one?
So Abby. Hold on.
I've already been thinking about this.
I knew you had. Don't say it because we might have to go off the air and say this.
No, you can't help but think about it.
No. No. One of them got married.
I know.
Were they conjoined at the head?
One of them
got married right here.
I think they both got married.
No, one of them got married.
Hold on.
No, both of them got married.
No, only one of them got married. So. Abby Hensel, the one on the left, that's her husband, Josh Bowling.
Oh, my.
Now, there's news come out today he got hit with a paternity test, but that wasn't what I wanted to talk about. I was going to just talk about the fact that he married the conjoined twins.
So
they're still conjoined now?
Yes, and he claims he only married one of them.
They have came out and said...
Boy, that's going to be something else.
They came out today and, or the married one, Abby.
This is confusing.
Brittany and Abby got married.
The married head came out and said that, I know everybody has questions, so I'm just going to tell you all the answers.
Okay. I like this.
Have you not?
No. All right, okay. Tell us the answers.
And she said, yes, I'm intimate with my husband.
Okay.
She said,
my sister is there. Like, no shit. Everybody was
They share girl parts, by the way.
And she said,
oh, God.
Yes, I go down on my husband.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And she said, no. My sister will, like, listen to podcasts or something, you know? I'm like, no, she ain't. No, she ain't.
You're lying. That's what she did. Where did you see this at?
She released a statement. I had to find it.
Well, maybe that's what I've got pulled up here.
Oh, my God.
Is he possibly the luckiest man alive? Or the unluckiest man.
Hold on, let me ask you a question.
No, it gets better.
Okay.
Oh, there's no
he
way.
He possibly, it might be a lot better because the other sister is a lesbian.
Oh, my.
You're lying.
Man, there's no way. Jamie, this can't be true. It can't be true.
Hold on.
No, he really got married.
I believe that.
Oh, my.
So, but then, like, let's say.
Jamie, where'd you sit?
Okay, look, you're married, Jamie, to this girl with she's conjoined, right?
The Hydra.
Like, you got to be cool with her going, like, with her when her sister wants to go out, too, and do her thing.
You
it's
got to.
Wild. Like, this ain't no way pretty flexible.
No,
that's the real stuff.
Maybe. Hell, I don't know.
No, I think it's real stuff. It's been going on for.
I'm thinking this lucky dog, the other one's a lesbian, so I mean, you ain't got to worry about nothing.
She's not. Come on, I got to check that out.
But then, like, your wife.
But once they've been married for a while,
her stuff, too.
It may be double. No, you ain't getting it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but.
So is she okay? Look,
double no.
What happened?
You got a double no.
We're gonna have to bring Jerry.
Oh yeah, you have to get two yeses to get in the bed.
Te-
technically.
Oh, they could veto each other.
They
right?
could veto each other. Oh my
they
god.
They could.
He may not be the luckiest man alive.
Gary,
he may not be.
Hold on, Gary.
He's going, he's
Gary,
going for the clearance.
The wife's ready to go. Though.
Gary,
I was like,
I know Whitney listens, so you don't have to answer
it.
This. But would you like to have a two-headed Whitney?
No, that'd be wild. No. Not a Whitney.
I couldn't keep up with all the honey-do list if we were two.
Twice
the honey-do list. I couldn't do it.
All right, you might have to cut this out, but I wonder if they got a dry sigh.
What?
That's a good, that's a fair question.
They only have one.
No, but
I
maybe
know, but half of it's dry.
Maybe like half of it's controlled by the one brain.
Well, the one girl said, the wife said that the other one feels the orgasm.
Yeah, well, she's right. got to. You know, she's got
to. Well, she ain't got to.
So
I mean,
what if you divorce the one you're married to, but then you fall in love with the other one and decide
oh,
to go marry her?
And they fight over you.
Do you know
would
what?
That
that's
how
Jerry Springer.
Fight,
all right, that'd be some awesome Jerry Springer.
So look, if you punch one head, do you feel it in the other head?
No, their heads are independent.
Their heads are independent. Yeah. But if you hit the other arm, I bet you they. Which
Whoa,
one controls the arm?
This is confusing.
Well, like she said, the one
so
sister
does
said
one
she.
Control one or
she
one
said her sister reads a book while they do it. Like, how she read a book? You got all the arms tied up.
I bet you.
No,
she can read one page.
It, so the way I understand it, each of them control an arm
they,
and a leg, but they share
so
this part.
She said they read a book on.
Yeah, pretty much.
How hard would it be to
see,
walk?
You might turn this page for
they
me.
Figured it out. They get around. Did you not watch
it's
it when they were on the
no,
TLC program?
So is he able to hold both legs or he can only hold one?
So you got one leg up, one leg down.
So this like is learning to walk was like a potato sack race.
Yeah, it was. I saw him talking about
it's
that.
It's impressive. I would think maybe because they're conjoined because like the other arm's like wrapped around the other one. Around the back side.
I mean, I guess if one side dies, you both die. You know, there's no avoiding that.
Well, because they probably say share all the same organs,
yeah, they share
major
the same
organs,
stuff that makes them work.
I think
we can all agree it's
so
a beautiful story and it's weird as hell.
Hey, let's get philosophical. For
he should have had to marry both of them.
They have two
he
souls.
He should have.
They do. They do
have
two
souls.
They do.
Is this, where's the soul at? The soul in the mind or the heart?
A split. It's in one of them legs.
What if one of them goes to hell and the other one doesn't? What if one saved and one's not?
Well, it's a soul, though, not a body.
That's even a bigger deal.
Well, yeah, but if they share a soul.
I think God can take their body apart, though.
I guess he's been busy lately. He really wanted to.
So when they get to heaven, they
like if one doesn't make it, she has to sit at the gate the whole time while the other one's outside.
I don't think they're going to join when they get to heaven.
I don't think so either.
They're two separate souls.
Because you get healed of, you know, you're healed of all disabilities, stuff like that.
But yeah, but you're assuming that they consider that disability.
It could be a superpower.
Jamie.
This is a
I'm
big
glad
story.
I'm not connected to you. We'd have good conversations.
I can only imagine.
Look, let us know in the comments what you think. I know there's a lot of buzz out there. But
that's tough. What else we got? Anything else to you?
I got to make a quick phone call.
All I can say is if there's not a picture, it didn't happen.
Yeah, barely.
There is a candid shot of, I guess, a non-lesbian satisfying a dude at a beach.
A what? A non-lesbian. Okay.
No, out of the two girls, the one that's straight, there's a picture of her doing something on a dude at a beach.
Oh. Okay.
But it's not her husband?
No, this is an old picture.
Oh, okay.
Jamie really scoured the internet. I knew there's potential...
Hey,
Ginger, you might as well not listen to this episode, but I knew there's potential to.
You tell her after we talked about it.
What if one side can dance and the other side can't?
Once Jamie gets
they're both white. I imagine they can't dance.
Once Jamie gets locked in and research, man, he gets into
they're
it.
They're both in there going.
I'm telling you, I got so many questions.
Jamie, do you want to tell everybody on the internet how much money did you spend when you were looking at when the Pope died back when it cost money to use the internet on your phone?
What are you talking about?
So you remember back when you first could use your phone?
This is like 2003-ish.
You pay for
I think I got unlimited.
I had like a $600 phone bill because the Pope died.
He was watching.
You're not Catholic then, were you?
I was married to a Catholic.
In 03?
Or dating a Catholic.
He was dating a Catholic.
Either way, I was like really curious what was happening. And
man, you should have got on my dad's phone. I had to worry about none of that.
That's because he's dedicated to his research, guys.
Yeah, he does a lot of research. But how much research have you done from Sean Diddy Combs, who last week...
The diddler.
The diddler on the roof.
He's in a hiatus, right, guys?
He gone.
He's been trying to put it in people's hiatus.
I saw my face. That's good, though.
That's what Kat told us.
I saw my favorite meme. It talked about his name changes. It said Puff Daddy, P. Diddy.
Diddy,
and then PD File.
I like the P. Diddler.
I like
that's
that.
Good.
That's
the P. Diddler is great.
The P. Diddler.
I just like the Diddler.
Cat Williams told us on Club Shay Shay here, a month or two ago, he said, hey, 2024 is when all the bills will be collected. He called Diddy out
Cat
by name.
He said he wasn't going to his parties.
Look, the rats are jumping off the sinking ship, too.
It's coming.
They're turning on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so is this Donald Trump draining the swamp?
Oh no!
From his basement.
This is what I'm curious about. We had the bridge followed by immediately by Diddy. Today, I just read Biden sending a whole bunch of planes to Israel. What's the distraction from Diddy? Because they've had to know about Diddy for a long time, but they decided right now to go get
it's
Diddy.
The time.
Think about all the people.
We go deep, homeboy.
So think about all the people that if he actually has to go to trial, gets convicted, that he sells out just out of spite.
Oh, he'll be Epstein'd.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever comes back to the United States.
Have y'all seen the video of him and LeBron FaceTiming each other?
No.
LeBron's sitting there. He said, ain't no party like a Diddy party. And Diddy's like, yeah. Well, that's a bad look right now.
Yeah.
Look, you know, a lot of people are saying Jamie Foxx. A lot of people think he had something to do with the Jamie. Now, these may be all conspiracy theories. The Jamie Foxx brain problems he had. There's a lot of stuff out there.
So the real question is, there's one person that's tied to every one of these cases.
Oh, can I answer?
Yep.
Oprah.
Bingo.
And you have to pay a price to keep your fame. If you don't,
Oprah
pay the price,
is tied
they start
to every major accused pedophile.
Yep.
And now I know famous people know famous people.
They do.
But man, that's so. I mean, but then you have people who've been blackballed by Hollywood. Ashton Kutcher.
Bruce.
Yep.
Bruce.
Huh.
Mel Gibson. Not Bruce Willis.
Bruce Jenner. He's transgender and they blackball him. They can't stand him because he's conservative.
Yep.
Transgender.
But
you think he would be your like golden cow.
Mm-hmm. But he don't think like them.
No, he doesn't.
He thinks like what we would expect people to think like. Look, exactly. I won't be a girl and I make that decision when I'm older. And which I did it and that's fine.
That's fine.
And
no, he made a choice.
As an adult.
Whatever.
So if y'all, I cannot remember his name. There's a white comedian, but I hate to say he acts black, but I mean that he was married to a black woman. His comedy
is talking about, but I can't think.
Is he the one that can't ever like get to the top?
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about. He's pretty good.
Yeah. And he brought up a story where he was in a exec's office and he made a move on him. He's like, homie, that ain't me.
I watched that video. I know who you're talking about. I know who he is.
He's never been able to break through.
No, that's
is it like Gary something?
It is Gary something, yeah.
That's what's messed up, though, because you hear all these stories, and they're like, no, 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 that's not what happened. And then you see the Nickelodeon stuff.
The Nickelodeon is adding to it.
You hear Justin Bieber come out
and
say
I tell
all these
y'all
things. It's crazy.
They thought Corey Feldman was crazy.
Matt Walsh was covering the one you just mentioned about Nickelodeon. And halfway through, I'm driving home listening to it on YouTube. The Matt Walsh, it disappears.
Just whoop.
They took it away. And he didn't do anything wrong. All he did was talk about what they were talking about.
Yeah.
YouTube probably hates this now, but
no, there's
whatever.
You know, most of the stuff that's conspiracy at some point usually has some fabric of truth to it.
So, another comedian said, and I wish I could remember who it was to give him his props, but he made the statement. He said, what's crazier, to believe these conspiracy theories or to believe that the government's batting 1,000 on telling you the truth?
Nice. I heard that too somewhere.
What's easier to believe? Look.
That a set of conjoined twins got married?
That's easy to believe.
Operation Northwood changed my opinion about everything.
What was that one?
This was during Bay of Pigs? I think it might have been Bay of Pigs. Anyway,
Jamie has so much information.
He does.
We were going to shoot.
Problem is, it gets mixed up with the same.
He got it all from his Razor phone back in the day.
He's going to talk about the conjoined
twins. We were
going to
shoot down
that shot down the airliner.
Yeah, we were going to shoot down our government was going to shoot down the airliner over Cuba so we could wage war on Cuba.
Blame it on them and then crush
them.
And this was an approved
It was approved.
Mission. This was approved by the President of the United States of America.
I don't think JFK approved it.
Yes.
Look, we need to do Jamie's history moments. Like every week, every episode, you get like 2 minutes to give Jamie's
random history.
Random history, something that just pops in your mind that you know.
Is it crazy to believe that our government would do that?
No.
And then to think, oh, we wouldn't knock down the Twin Towers?
Look.
I'm not saying that was a...
JFK was an inside job. It's now practically accepted.
Yeah.
I mean, people are questioning the boat running into the Maryland Bridge right now, that barge, you know.
There's a lot of questions there.
Or why is it up?
Because there's explosions on the top of it.
You always live in a dictatorship.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as true democracy. You live in some form of a dictatorship.
I still firmly believe we're just a tax form for the government.
I mean, so this is
for the Mexican government because they want $20 billion of our dollars.
So this is totally off subject, but it kind of isn't. I'm talking about being free. So if the police department, if their job is to protect and serve, why do they have ghost lettering on the squad cars now?
They have what?
The ghost lettering where you can only see it when the lights hit it.
What is that?
So
reflective.
Yes.
So it's basically like it's a low profile vehicle. Mm.
Yeah. Like so they'll go down the interstate, catch people speeding
undercover.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not
really, in the daytime.
Yeah. So it's a patrol unit, but it doesn't have clear markings.
So if your job is to protect and serve, why do you need to be undercover catching people speeding? Because we have no control.
That's getting money for their local.
Yes.
Local city. That's what it is.
Jamie, just so you know, be on Pope Watch, ailing Pope Francis.
Geez.
Get your data up. He made a
get my data plan
Monday speech from the Vatican window today.
Get his data plan right.
You need to cross over my plan for a little bit.
Get that unlimited.
Oh, and Lizzo posts a Yiddy ad on Instagram after claiming she quit. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, did you hear she retired?
She like literally recorded?
Yes.
From impersonating
mashed
potatoes?
She announced right after the Biden gala that they had while Trump was at that dead cop's funeral. Yeah. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She announced her retirement right after that because she was catching a lot of heat for the way
she treated her
staff,
she's really lost a lot.
Well, they said too that she was going to really focus on her true love, which was competitive eating.
If I knew which button to hit,
right there. I know. Hey, so speaking of eating, so if you're the two ladies, right? So say one of them.
Donnie's still
stuck on Detroit. You're going to have to clarify this question.
All right, I'm going to come back. I'll show you.
If one of them chokes on food, can the other one breathe?
Look, I'm going to show you. I found an anatomy of them a minute ago. I'm going to show you.
Depends on how they're choking.
So when they both eat it, they get full. Like if you eat faster than me, like you get full, and then we're like, crap.
See, that makes me think of another question. But
All right, here it is. This is them. Right here. Let me see.
Man, that's us, too.
I know. This, I don't think. Maybe
I'd watch this show if it was a show.
Hold on. We missing somebody.
Yeah. Hold on. It went away. Dang it.
That's a tough life.
It is.
So
if you play sports, at two players or one?
It's got to be one.
Gotta be, right?
It's gotta be.
Zoom. Anyway,
unless it's chess.
They apparently have different stomachs and different lungs. Right there.
They have different stomachs and different lungs.
They do. Yep.
What and if they're playing Trivial Pursuit,
boy,
though?
If you overeat, you're punishing that one anus, though.
So they got one
anus? Like you go get Taco Bell together?
So they just have one shoot?
Yeah.
If they have one stomach, I'd be like, man, I want the tacos today. You don't get to eat today.
They both go to Crystals. Boy, they...
Hey, so
one of them want Crystal, one of them want Mexican.
I got another question.
Please don't eat the hot sauce.
We are not experts in the twins.
No, we're not.
I'm assuming they probably get some form of like disability.
No,
right?
They're teachers, school teachers.
Okay, so do they pay them twice a salary?
I think so. I think that was the case.
But they can only
be in one classroom.
No, she one teacher one half class, the other teacher the other half.
How?
Hey, ain't no kids doing stuff behind their back.
I'm not an expert, but I do know that part. I came across it about a year or two ago.
Man,
there's a lot of questions.
They could have their own show.
There's so many questions.
They should have their own show.
They have to have a show.
What if one does something illegal?
They both go to jail, I guess. But can you send the other one to jail? That's a good question.
Yeah,
that's illegal confinement.
What if one commits murder?
Somebody, you can't send the other one to jail. Holy
cow. You could put one of them on house arrest. and not have the other one.
Yeah.
You restrict their freedoms.
But then you just had to keep arresting the other one. It'd be a never-ending cycle.
Dadgum.
They just, maybe they'd rat on each other.
Dadgum.
No, she did it.
I'm going to go, I'm going to get them to rob a bank.
Imagine if Mitch Hedberg was still alive.
I don't
alive.
Think
he could
they
make a
could
joke.
Like be. They would know who they were pretty quick.
Well, it don't matter because you can't send an innocent person to jail.
That's right, you can't.
Well, the other one just has to drag their foot as they're going to do it, not walk there.
Yeah,
I so guess though the one could prevent the other one from doing it theoretically.
Well, she did while the other one was asleep.
What if one killed the other one?
She runs to the bank.
Would the other one automatically be an accomplice?
Look, we're going to find out. All right, Jamie, your mission is before Wednesday to find the answer to these questions. If you want, leave some questions in the comments.
So
subscribe. Let us know. But I don't think we're done with this story.
Man, it's going to come back.
This could be a whole.
So can
shows.
One side be athletic and the other one be fat?
Neither side's athletic. They're pretty like disathletic. Jamie, who did we get this sample from? This is from
you got to tell me.
The Bourbon
so
Saint. Darrell.
Darrell, yeah.
From Hello Whiskey Friends.
Oh, we got samples?
Hello
from
Whiskey, yeah. My old friends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And Locktar, if you're listening, I've got your samples going out, or I'll hand deliver them to
Hang
you
on,
tomorrow.
What do you put that in?
I think it's a condom. On
I think so, too. That's what I was going to say. But
No, that's parafilm. I know what that is.
You're going to hand deliver them?
No.
You'll be in Texas?
I would know.
You know
yes,
that's parafilm.
I will.
I would know.
You should know.
All right, I'll try to make this. We can all get a little soot.
What do we got here? Jamie.
What is it?
It is
Mitcher's. Oh, man.
Mitcher's Toasted Rye. Oh,
that's a 10-year?
Nice.
Whoa. Or is that the 10-year?
I need to clean this joker out.
That smells pretty delicious.
I think that's 10-year Toasted Rye.
That's right over there.
You got it, Glenn.
Yeah, I put him one out there.
So there's a 10-year Toasted Rye.
Why don't we get...
Here, Marty, you want some more of mine?
He gave Gary a lot.
Yeah, like
I don't have a lot.
Oh, compared to the rest of us, you
that's
got
my
a lot.
This is wider at the bottom. I got.
All right, so thank you, Darrell. Let's try this 10 years Mitcher's Rye. I may pick one of these up this weekend, Marty.
Hey, cheers, guys.
Oh, my.
That'd be right down y'all's alley.
That's fantastic.
Can't taste the rye in it, though.
What's that taste?
It's like a bourbon, what do you call it?
It's
not
bourbon
forward.
It's not
rye
forward.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not rye forward. Oh, that's good.
Right here is that Nelson barrel. Marlon,
did we already try that? Or you tried
it? No, I tried it. Why don't y'all three try that since you're a little more refined than me and Don?
That one has a caramel thing, right?
Yeah, I think so, too.
It has a caramel thing.
I can still taste the rye in that, though.
I can, too.
I'm not a big rye guy, but it's pretty smooth.
You taste
Gary,
caramel?
I've got a rye for you to try.
I'm not a big rye guy.
Oh, you'll like this one, I promise.
Hey, I get caramel.
So that's the Fort Nelson.
And I don't normally taste stuff like that in bourbons.
Ooh.
That Knob Creek 9 I had.
Oh, I thought that was good, Gary.
The nose got me.
The nose on the other is better.
Yeah, the nose is way better.
No, I think the other one was better.
Ooh, I like this. I think it's higher proof. Or it seems like it is.
Well, you had a bunch of water in your last one.
No, I did get a lot more of the alcohol note on the front end. I think you're right. I think it's higher proof.
Gary, you want to try some of this whistle?
Well, look, it's really good.
100 rye.
Really
no,
good.
No, I'm not a big rye guy.
That's pretty good, too.
I can the rye taste just has a weird flavor to me. Like a rye flavor.
All right, and Gary.
There's actually something over there for you to sample, too.
But I do like the
for Gary. We tried it.
I like the Mitcher's Rye better.
Gary, parting words.
You know what? Be kind. Be good.
I think you've used that a few times.
I have. Rep your hood.
I'm gonna make a list of questions about
and send them to Jamie. Jamie, maybe we'll send them to the twins if they answer your question. Jamie, you do that. FatherFortenberry.LFT. Don't do it. No, take the LFTP. We got to come up with another name. The Pope lover or something.
Hey, if we come back to me, I'm going to be
Pope
the
Lover 2000.
Teflon Don from now on.
Yeah. Teflon Don, no, that's great.
I'll
like
be
it.
That from now on.
You know what? If you got a twin and you're conjoined, y'all go have fun.
Yeah, do your thing.
Hey, live in life. They live in life.
Hey, I got one.
No, you already had your turn.
Call out a play when you see him in the screech, yo.
Yeah, cut that. He'll get another guy.
I get that one. That's
and the bourbon nerd sticks.
So Gary's trying to take my time. But
he tried to.
Check us out at Spillway and Cathead this weekend.
Yep, we'll be in the parking lot.
Oh, chicken
thank
head.
You guys for stopping by. Check out our shorts. I think you'll really like them. Jamie's going to do a quick short right after this. He's going to teach you how to make a
I'm going to attempt.
We also have cargo shorts too.
Hey, I would also no, like to be sponsored.
We do not.
We do not.
I do.
I wear bird dog shorts all the time. If you want to sponsor me, or a Burlebo.
Yes,
sponsor.
Sir.
Sponsor me. I'll wear the shorts.
I got a local bull right
now. Okay.
I don't have any bird dog.
Bird dog.
I love them all.
I thought you. Duck dog mafia. Send me some shorts. We wear the same size. Talk to y'all later. Out. All
right.